Everybody, how's it going? I am Ben Casella, your chief optometric editor for Optometry Times, and I'm joined, have the privilege and pleasure of being joined by founding chairwoman of the Healthcare Alliance for Patient Safety, Dr. Deanna Alexander, optometrist from Colorado. Deanna, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me this evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. It is a pleasure to have you on, and I guess we should just jump right in here. I should say, out of full disclosure, I'm a board member of the Healthcare Alliance for Patient Safety, and that's going to be the topic of conversation here because we have some breaking developments with the FTC, Federal Trade Commission's ruling and implementation of said rules regarding contact lens law. And certain things that, certain actions that were taken and certain actions that have yet to be taken by the FTC. So back in June, it seems as though the FTC issued a final ruling. And unless you live under a rock, if you're involved in contact lenses in any way, shape or form, you're probably aware of some new hoops that prescribers of contact lenses may have to jump through. But there's been some breaking developments here. And can you just bring us up to snuff, Dr. Alexander?
Right. Well, I sure can. So as you know, the rule, when it came out, we were disappointed that it did not address the robocall issue with the verification process. And the Healthcare Alliance for Patient Safety does have a Senate bill that was introduced in September, and we got a lot of momentum with that to work on robocalls and also eliminating the requirement for the doctor having to have the patient sign a release form. Well, we gained a lot of momentum, and we're hoping we'll see that in 2021. But recently, the Healthcare Alliance for Patient Safety was able to put in language to delay the implementation of the final contact lens rule as far as enforcement goes. So that will put in their language about we were disappointed about the robocalls, but also the paperwork requirement. That'll give doctors of optometry and also ophthalmology in their practices to be able to have more time to implement these changes. You know, certainly we're all recovering from all of the COVID protocols that we have, and this really isn't a time that we want to be spending doing this extra paperwork requirement. That extends the enforcement until the end of March 31, 2021. So we're very excited about that. And that bill was signed into law on Sunday evening.
That's outstanding news. And thank you for that update, Dr. Alexander. I read the Alliance for Patient Safety press release, which went out the 28th. And we're recording this on the 29th. So this is hot off the press. It seems as though the word burdensome would come to mind, even in a non-global pandemic society several years ago, by the FTC's own estimates, this having a patient sign a document and keeping said document for a three-year period, by the FTC's own estimates, that would cost upwards of $10.5 million as a cost of healthcare just in the first year. And independent estimates have marked that price tag as even higher. Seems as though burdensome is a fair term, considering it's already law that a prescriber has to furnish a patient with his or her contact lens prescription. And as a prescriber of contact lenses, I applaud the APS's efforts here. And this is a big win for patient safety. And it seems as though the robocall part of this whole series of events is gaining some traction as well. Could you speak to that?
Yes. Well, we actually have a House bill on that that's been out for about a year, and then our Senate bill as well. And we gained a lot of momentum in December, even considering all of the COVID things and things that were in Congress. So we expect to see a lot of momentum after the first of the year with this bill, and hopefully we'll be able to eliminate that practice. It really is not a way that you need to verify healthcare information. It's too many inaccuracies. It's just not either if the doctors follow the rules and the patients follow the rules and the sellers follow the rules, then I think we should be fine. But the robocalls are just no place for that.
Agree with you 100%. And the clinician in me just can't help but fall back on the fact that if a patient gets an inaccurate prescription and outdated prescription or what have you that's not right for him or her, I'm also the last person to see that patient before that happened. And it seems as though it's taking away from the doctor-patient relationship, and it's something that I hope that optometry continues to stay abreast of, as we have. And we all know that these things take a while to happen, and we're still in the middle of a global pandemic. Speaking of which, how are things in Colorado as far as COVID is concerned?
Well, you know, we're just like every other state. You know, it's pretty prevalent here.
Yeah.
But optometry, we've done really well, and my office is open, and we're seeing patients. We're busy, remaining safe, and we're hoping we're in the next group of healthcare providers. We should find out actually shortly when we should be able to get that vaccine. So we're on the front lines, doing just like everybody else, taking care of people. Happy to be open. Yeah. That was a rough time in the spring for all of us. So I don't want to go through that again, but I feel good about how we're taking care of people. And I think it's a compliment to the doctors that we're all very busy and people feel safe to come and see us and get their eyes taken care of. It's important. You know, we don't want to put off that eye care.
Eye care is health care. Well said, Dr. Alexander. I really appreciate you joining us for and giving us update on all of the hard-fought efforts that optometry and our colleagues and our partners are undertaking on behalf of our patients and on behalf of the healthcare of Americans. And I wish you good health and happy new year. It's December 29th when we're recording this, and I hope sincerely that we get to see each other in person soon.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.